How you guys doing? Welcome to Blow the Whistle Sports with PB Smitey, actor, comedian, and Wayne Holloway. How you guys doing? Yeah, you see him in his hot little sweater because he made a bad pick last week. Green Bay, Huntley, they were supposed to beat New Orleans, and I told him. So we made a bet off offset, and the bet was if he won, he could wear his Green Bay stuff and talk about me and talk about how bad it was. But guess what? He lost, so he's the little engine that could right now.
Yeah, he got me with the sweater, so I had to put the sweater on. As you can see, I'm sweating, but it ain't because of him. It's due to the fact that it ain't even the, you know, yeah.
It's 107 degrees in L.A., and this wearing a sweater. I couldn't have planned it much better than that, people. I couldn't have planned it much better than that.
But that's my friend. That's cool. He won.
Some good news this week, man.
He won that one. Okay, let's try to get this. We're going to have a hot show today. A hot one. Congratulations to, must we say it, hometown team, the Dodgers.
There you go, Dodgers.
Yes, blow the whistle for the Dodgers. They are in the World Series. It starts tonight at 5:09 Pacific. They're playing the Houston Astros, who has never won a World Series. The last World Series they was in was 1962. They didn't win. And the Dodgers.
They will not win this time.
That's correct.
The Dodgers look like a force, and they're a Mack truck right now, and they're hitting everybody.
Oh, Dodgers all day. Dodgers all day.
Oh, yeah.
Other news. Got to stay at home. L.A.
Lakers.
Lakers are back. They're back. Ball. Had a terrible outing last week against the Clippers, but he bounced back.
Hey.
He bounced back.
That's our boy.
So almost had a triple-double.
See, he gets a foul play because of his dad.
There you go.
And I'm not even mad at his dad. That's his son. What is he supposed to do? My son is going to be kind of average. No, he's supposed to speak loud about his son.
Yeah.
Period.
And I like the strategy because no matter what happens, you got to talk to his daddy for saying that. You can't speak to him. He ain't saying nothing.
Exactly.
So, all right.
Kind of hot over there. It's getting hot in here.
Let's start off with the NFL. I made a terrible pick, everybody. I thought this is for the Green Bay Packers fans. I'm sorry. I really thought you guys could bounce back.
They already knew. You were the only
one.
You
look at the sweat, man.
You were the only one on the medication. They already knew. You knew your quarterback went down. It's going to be.
I know.
Hard fought games out there, and like I said, Huntley threw three interceptions the week before, but he did decent. I checked the guy out. He did decent, but come on, people.
They started off good.
Jordy Nelson's on my fantasy football team, and he had like four targets, but only caught one ball.
One ball.
I got to sit Jordy Nelson on the bench because Aaron Rodgers is not there. So that's how I knew. But they
started off good. Drew Brees threw two interceptions. One pick was down at the Saints.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
They started off good.
True. But
the running back broke one for like 47. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So, Packer fans, I apologize. I can't take y'all next week because I got to get out this damn sweater. So, if I take y'all, I got to wear this damn sweater again. Is you looking at this? You watching me?
Man.
Shit.
He ran up the hill a couple times. But your boy Marshawn Lynch, he tried to get that suspension overturned. Honestly, I don't think he grabbed the official out of malice. I think he really went out there to stop his team from fighting.
Right.
And the official got in the way, and that's how he got shook up a little bit.
You saw him running out there like, hold on. He was more like, hold on, let me.
Exactly.
So did he get on return or?
No, they still upheld. He's not going to play this next game coming.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Speaking of Marshawn Lynch, Oakland Raiders, I was right about that. Give me some love on that one. I got Oakland right. It was a last 3-minute play.
Yeah, we didn't bet on that one, though.
Yeah, we didn't bet on that one, but it was
plus
a last.
Plus, they gave Oakland four chances.
Yeah.
It was what?
Four penalties.
It's four downs, You get first, second, third, and the fourth. Oakland got first, second, third, and fourth. hey, they should have won off of that.
Off that, yeah. And that saved their season. Had they lost that game, it would have been 0-3 in the division and 2-5. So now they're 3-4, and they play the Buffalo Bills. What was the other picks that we wanted to go through from last week?
Well,
I know who you want to talk about, but they gonna be in my weakest fuck though. I have to put them there.
I mean, you can put them there.
I gotta put them there, man.
You don't have a team to talk about, so
no. But I'm not. No. But I'm not dissing you. They happen to show up in the you weakest fuck segment of the show.
Yeah. Oh, I want to mention that linebackers Hicks ruptured his Achilles. So
that's Philly.
Yeah, Phily. Philly lost a couple people.
Oh, my God.
Peters is out for the season with an ACL and an MCL injury. So, man.
They are considered the best team in the league. I don't know how they're going to bounce back from that.
Yeah.
Peters?
Yeah, exactly. I think they'll be fine. Wentz.
I don't know about
Wentz,
that.
I've been checking him out. Wentz.
Okay.
Wentz is looking good.
Right.
Wentz is ducking and dodging and moving around out there. So I think they'll be fine. Pittsburgh needs to see what's going on. Martavius Bryant,
yeah.
He wants out of Pittsburgh if you're not going to use him.
And Tomlin says he's not available.
Yeah.
So for you Pittsburgh fans, turmoil.
Yeah.
turmoil, once again.
But moving right along to the picks, Before we go there, Charger fans, stand up. Stand up. Y'all.
Oh, my bad. That's the L.A. thing. It's the L.A. thing tonight, today. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention you guys. Much love.
Yep. The Chargers looking good. 21-0. Yeah, but did we really expect that Simeon over there to...
No, but I expect Tlaib and the rest and Von Miller to show up. They still have a top five ranked defense. I expected them to show up. I lost that game too. I picked Denver.
Yeah, I picked the Chargers. I had a feeling Rivers was going to show up. You can't count Rivers out. I don't care what happened the week before.
Right.
What happened week after week when they lost. Whatever. Rivers, 15 completions, 26 attempts, 183 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Rivers is a solid quarterback.
Yeah.
Nobody can take that away from him.
Potential Hall of Famer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That New England Atlanta game. Super Bowl.
We both picked that one. We picked New England.
Yep.
I think that... I'm going to mess a lot of heads up. That's New England Patriots fans. I once rooted for New England when
Randy Moss, the greatest
receiver.
I know. You notice Randy Moss and Barry Sanders. He doesn't have a team, but he likes players.
I love players because if the team does bad, they do bad. If my player does bad, I can see it next week and he'll bounce back. I never was a team, even with basketball, even though I like Michael Jordan, so you assume I would like the Bulls, which I did, but because he was playing on a team. I wished I had a team, but I just love the sport itself. I don't know how to do that. And I commend you guys that have teams like him. I want to be like that. I don't know how to do that, but I do it for players. The reason why I mention this is because I watch New England. I know them. I can smell them. For the New England Patriot fans out there, I smell an upset. I think the Chargers might come in there and get you guys. You favorite to win by 8? You guys on a 3-game win streak?
You guys might start off in the sweater once again. He's talking that stuff again.
No. The sweater.
This man shows up in the sweater every week because of his picks. Hey, that's on him.
Hold on, Pat.
That sounds like a bet right there.
Okay, Patriot fans, I'm only saying it's a possibility.
Okay.
The Green Bay Packers fans, I actually went out on a limb and said 2 weeks in a row.
So you're saying you're not willing to bet on this one?
No.
Okay, so you know when they just talking. He has a feeling.
There you go.
But he's
it.
Not. He's yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
Tom Brady with his 21 completions on 29 attempts, 249 yards, 2 touchdowns. Solid Tom Brady. Solid Tom Brady. Where's Matt Ryan?
I'm hoping that he'll show up this week against the Jets.
Because, you know, Cam had one of his worst games ever. We played against Chicago, and there was no excuse for what happened.
Not at all.
No excuse. And Cam has to take some of the blame for that, but I'm going to talk about that a little bit
later. Yeah, I wasn't
going
to talk about him. I was going to talk about the team.
Yeah, I got to talk about Cam, too. That's my boy, and I have to talk about him, you know?
Right.
But it's one of those things. It's one of those things. But like I said, a little bit later, we got to talk about L.A. again.
I did this again, guys.
Los Angeles Rams. You guys are standing up. You guys, man. Rams. L.A., you got you a solid team there. The Todd Gurley out there looking good. With 22 completions, 106 yards, averaging almost 5 yards a carry, one touchdown, and Goff. Who would have known from the way Goff looked last year that he would be up here with 22 completions on 37 attempts, 235 yards, and one touchdown? Hey, L.A.? L.A.'s coming back.
I forgot again. Another L.A. team. I forgot them. Apologize, L.A. team, once again, it's the L.A. week, and it's the L.A. weekly, so you know you're going to win the World Series. Forgive me for that one. Huh.
Well, we knew
here in L.A., and I'm forgetting.
I told you that the Dodgers are the Mack truck.
Yes.
Mack truck, so, hey, it's one of those things. My fantasy football predictions.
Right.
Go grab Yeldon. Even if they're not playing, still grab Yeldon and keep him on the back burner, because Fournette, if he doesn't come back 100% or if he's still hurting and they need to rest him another week, even with their bye week, Yeldon is solid pickup.
So he did well against Indy.
Oh yeah. Wendell Smallwood from the Eagles. Go grab him. For some reason, the Eagles are not using what was it? Bolden? No, what's his name? Blunt. They're not using Blunt. LeGarrette Blunt. I don't know.
No, he was doing well. It was just that game.
They didn't even use him to the fourth quarter. I think he had one touch. And then he didn't come in until like garbage time, basically, when Philly was trying to run out the clock.
For you fantasy, I know he's bigger, he's better than me on that.
Yes, because this man told me to put the quarterback for the Browns in my game.
No, let me say what I want to say first. Then you can get me. LeGarrette Blunt has been solid. I think it was a game plan strategy. Look at his three previous games. No, he was the workhorse. So it was a strategy. Now, you can get me on that.
So they were trying to do like New England does.
No, seriously.
Three backs. I could see that. But me, when you have a game, you put your best people on the field.
But Paget, look at his previous three games. He was the man.
Yes. And then I put him in fantasy football.
And I never told you to do that.
No, you told me to put the quarterback that never played. And guess what my dummy self did? I listened to this man, and I put the man in the game, and you know what happened.
Tell him who it was.
He got me 0 points.
Tell him who it was.
I don't even know who he was. That's why I don't know
Sean
why I put
Kizer.
Him in.
Sean Kizer.
Yeah.
Out of Cleveland. No, but see, you know, he's not telling the whole story. He didn't ask me like that. He asked me between. He said between him and him, it was McCown over at the Jets.
And you all know McCown got like 27 points and Kizer got zero.
That's true. But you're not going to say, it'd be different if he said, who should I go with, Kizer or...
Okay. So
he didn't do that.
See, Martavius Bryant's over there in Pittsburgh having a problem. So Juju Smith, gotta pick him up in those fantasy football leagues. Ben has to throw it to somebody, and it's not just Brown over there. Right. Juju Smith, make sure you go pick him up. And Roger,
that was Juju Smith is the one that showed out the day that Brown tipped over the.
But Juju Smith, he's a solid because.
Yeah, he did his thing. Yeah.
Martavis Bryant is just on the field running around. And he's not getting any shots.
He may not play this week.
Huh?
He may not play this week. Brown.
The way Tomlin is looking like, you're getting paid, you're going to be on the field. So we'll see. Yeah. You know, that's a inside the locker room type deal.
Right.
They'll probably work that out. But if you need a tight end, go pick up Nick from the Bills or A.J. Derby from Denver. A lot of targets out there. For some reason, You know, Matt Moore took over as the Dolphins QB, but I can't tell you what to get to go pick him up. No.
He did good. He did 188.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns.
That's
in like 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, but it's Matt Moore, people. I'm a fantasy football lover. I can't just give you any kind of information.
What do you think about that, though? He's going against the worst defense in the league, Baltimore.
Yeah, I still think Baltimore beat them.
Okay.
What do you think?
I've been going back and forth.
I'm just trying to see, you know, how can we get you back in that red sweater?
What? I ain't making no predictions. Damn that.
You gotta do something, sir.
No, I ain't making no more predictions.
You gotta do something.
No.
Oh, man.
And it's 110 degrees. He was not lying. It's L.A. weather. It's 110 degrees. So, yeah.
You could give us your outlook, PB. How you feel?
My outlook, and let me tell you, for those who saw me in a film or a commercial, go to my Smile. You can go to my Smile For Me page. It's on YouTube. Smile For Me. That's all you got to type in. And you see some of my sketches, my latest sketches, and my latest outlooks on whether it's politics or history or something I'll talk about. And please, subscribe to the page. If you enjoy it, fine. If you don't, hey, it's hard to hurt my feelings unless you put me in a red sweater when it's 112
degrees. Make a bet
with me. Yeah. Here's my outlook. I have to say who's weak as fuck.
Here we go.
I hate to do this to you.
Yeah, he don't want to look at me.
I can't look at him. The Carolina Panthers defense is weak as fuck. You let a cat by the name of Trubisky throw 7 attempts. You know what you got me thinking
like? Wait.
See, he fucking up my weak as fuck. That's cool.
No, because I want you to be correct in what you're saying.
How many passes he
threw? Our defense stood up. He's talking about the offense. The defense, they didn't score against the defense.
But you didn't let me finish.
No, but you said the defense, and you got to respect my defense.
Oh, he getting mad at me.
I'm not getting mad. I'm just saying that if you look at the stats, the defense did nothing wrong. You got to look at the offense.
Now, well, let me rephrase that for him.
There you have it.
And I feel like Bernie Mac right now. Let me talk to you. I'm going to tell you something you ain't never heard in your motherfucking life before. The Carolina Panthers Wizards, the defense or the offense? Let me tell you something. Them motherfuckers weak as fuck. A motherfucker named Trubisky throw 7 attempts, accumulated 7 attempts, you know what I'm saying? For the Hindus, that's 7 chakras. The motherfucker only completed 4 passes. How the fuck do you lose to a motherfucker only completed 4 passes? 3 points, 17 to them. Carolina, as a team, I didn't say, you're right, not defense. As a team, you weak as fuck. How do you let Trubisky, that sound like some shit, to his last name, some shit you give a motherfucking dog, Trubisky. Listen to me. I know you see him in the powder blue, it's beautiful. They was weak as fuck last week. And if you make any excuses, I'm going to ride down on you motherfuckers in this sweater. I'm going to come at you in your dream like Freddy Krueger. Red, I'm going to be hot, I'm going to be sweating, I'm going to be mad at motherfuckers. But I'm going to come and get y'all if you won't acknowledge the fact that they weak as fuck. Now, they may do well this week, but this is the weakest fuck hour, or half an hour, or a few minutes. Maybe next week they'll be strong as ever.
Okay.
No, maybe they'll blow the whistle next week. No. What you call that? This is how we do it. Maybe they'll be, and this is how we do it this week.
Okay.
Next week. But this week, you weak as fuck.
Let's move right along.
He disrespected me.
Yeah, you put too much on it. First of all, we did, and as a team, and always shouts out to the Cali Cat Pack and the Roaring Riot. I sat here, and y'all heard it. I let this man just sit here and just disrespect us. He don't have a team, so there's no way to get back at him. You know, he stands behind that. But so all you guys feel better, like I said, he is in the sweater, but...
But hot, man.
Carolina, I'm asking for Shula and Ron Riverboat Ron's head. If they don't get it together, our season is not done by far. We'll still tie for first place.
Right.
So whatever to what he had to say about us.
That was
you
this
know,
week. Next week, I'm
Cam,
with y'all.
Cam, is our quarterback, and he hasn't progressed. We need him to progress. We need a coach over there that's helped mentor this man to help him progress. It's like Cam has took a step back instead of a step forward, and that's all due to coaching and bad play calling. Bad play calling. Our play calls are horrible. At times, it's like he doesn't even know what to do. I don't know if you saw the play. I'm pretty sure all you guys saw the play. It has me furious. We did a quarterback sneak from the shotgun, and we needed 1 yard. And you wonder why we didn't get it. These are plays that the offensive coordinator, Shula, and I quote you, they did a press conference. Shula and Ron, they think everything is okay. Now, is there some mental issues going on? Like he said, Trubisky didn't do anything to us, and we still lost the game. That I'm a step off of it, but that's unacceptable, people. We have the best quarterback in the league. We need him to stand up. And we need a new offensive coordinator and more than likely a new coach, because the coach, he chooses the offensive coordinator, and neither one of them think anything is wrong. They're not in a state of emergency. I quote Ron Riviera said that he didn't like the outcome, but he was okay with the play. Shula has no clue how to use McCaffrey. No clue at all. And we have one of the best running backs in the game, along with Stewart.
Stewart, yeah.
Stewart is our power back. But you're putting our power back 5 yards back, and then you want Christian McCaffrey to run up the middle. He's supposed to go in between them tackles.
Right.
Like I said, put him next to Cam and give him the ball and let him take off. Thursday game. Dolphins and Ravens. I'm going to get off of that. We're moving on to this week's picks.
But you want to say this. I got y'all this week against Tampa.
Yeah, you talk bad about us. Carolina and the Panther pride out there. Well, we don't care if you got us. We got us.
But I told the truth.
We got us. Hey. I
didn't tell the truth.
You heard what I just said, right?
Yeah.
It was the same thing you said. But.
I got y'all this
Trubisky
week.
Didn't do anything. We did it all to ourselves.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I had to give you this week, Miami and...
And the Ravens. Who are you picking? Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one, y'all.
Man.
I don't want to even say this, but I'm going to have to go with it. The Dolphins.
Oh, no. I'm going with the Ravens. And do you want to wear your little red shirt? Are we betting on that?
Huh?
Yeah, okay. Kind of quiet over there. Kind of quiet. And see, since No. We'll put in the focus right now for a regular season game.
Okay.
Let's go to Chargers Patriots.
Let me talk to myself. What you gonna do, dog? I don't know. What? Okay. All right. I talked to myself. Myself said, damn that. And I ain't wearing this red sweater. And I ain't picking New England.
Oh, I'm taking the Patriots. So
Chargers.
You're already here. I have Ravens. He has Dolphins. I have Patriots. He has
Chargers. If y'all see me in this red sweater, it ain't me.
All right, Sunday night game, Steelers-Lions.
I like the Lions that's coming off a bye.
Right.
Stafford had to heal up. I think he'll be healed. Tomlin has a problem over there.
Okay.
Anytime they have a problem, they don't produce. And
all
anytime
right.
they lose on the field with a problem, then they come back and produce.
All right.
So this is an off-the-field type of thing? Detroit.
Okay. I'm going to take Detroit if Golden Tate is playing, since he's doubtful. I'm not sure. So... You know my pick. If Golden Tate plays, I'm taking the Lions. If Golden Tate doesn't play, I'm with the Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Monday night, Broncos-Chiefs.
Chiefs all day.
Hey, put the number out there. You know our boys watch.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, everybody. You know, I got when you got a sweater and shit like that, you get hyped. 323-293-3375. Give us a phone call. Say what's up.
That's right. That's
comment
right.
on the sweater. Comment
and
on.
We talk about the Broncos Chiefs. Chiefs will take this game. Chiefs will take this game.
Oh, yeah.
And by force.
I got them. Won't be total amount of points. Score will be a huge amount, but 40. 27-13.
Okay.
I don't think they can produce more than one touchdown.
Okay. You know? Hey, that's amazing. You went with me?
Yeah.
So. while we're on the air, do you want to make this bet on the air? Or you want to have time to think about it? Like
okay,
you did
we'll bet.
Oh, what you want to bet? Which game?
I think I got another one for you guys. We got to give shout outs to other teams that is not as popular. Houston and Indy. Indy is 10-point underdog to the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm listening.
That's all I want to say. Houston Texans.
Hey, that's not telling me to bet. I'm going to give props to where props is due. Jacksonville Jaguars.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what we need to give props to. That boy over there, Bortles, 330 yards and one touchdown.
I couldn't believe it. I'm not a Bortles fan. I've watched him.
Hey, and I told you, Yeldon, 122 yards, one touchdown.
He was playing pretty well before Fournette showed up, you know. So they got a two-head beast.
Yeah, and he wants to show, I'm not done.
Right.
We got Fournette, and yeah, he's phenomenal, but so am I.
Right. I'm going to throw another game out there.
Hey, I'm listening.
Everybody out there listening? Houston Texans.
Okay.
Had a bye. Deshaun Watson is phenomenal. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. Okay. No. They will beat the Seattle Seahawks.
Who?
In Seattle.
Who?
Houston Texans. I'm taking Deshaun Watson.
You know what? Honestly, I'm taking them too.
Okay.
I'm taking them
something
too.
Something about them, right? Something about them. And Houston and Seattle, they'll win these games and they'll, oh, we're tough. And then they'll forget about a certain team that'll come in there and beat them. And that would be the team. Coming off a bye, oh my God. Watson is Warren Moon on wheels. Remember this, Houston fans? Watson is Warren Moon on wheels.
Wow.
I said it. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
He also said Huntley was, I don't know.
I never said who Huntley
supernatural
was. I just said he was a comparative to
Brett Favre.
Kaepernick. Saying, I said Kaepernick. And I said that he had a Brett Favre name.
I heard Brett.
Right, because his name?
Favre.
No.
I don't even know where Kaepernick. He's not even playing the
number
league
seven
right
and
now.
He's light skinned. Remember, I made a joke about that. But, no, Brett Huntley, he has a lot of. He has a lot to learn, and he has a lot to. That's UCLA. That's LA again. We got to give love. But I never thought that he would be great. I just thought he would win that game. I'm more concerned about the game. And he didn't produce. He had a rushing touchdown. He threw. He was 12 for 25. He not even 100 yards.
You know what? I want to add a divisional game in there before we okay. go, people. Cowboys, Redskins.
Redskins will bounce back. I think they will.
So you're picking the Redskins?
Redskins, yeah.
I'm leaning toward the Cowboys. I'm leaning toward the Cowboys.
What?
I'm gonna take the Cowboys if Ezekiel Elliott plays, because you know he played last week. Remember we had this long discussion? He's still playing.
He's still playing, yeah.
They said he's suspended, but he's still playing.
So, okay, what, you know what? I ain't gonna ask you because the shit didn't work. We talked about it. We said, oh, he'll still play.
When you're a Cowboy, you able to do what you want to do.
Yeah. So.
You can go to the head office and be like, look, I know y'all said I'm suspended, but I'm a Cowboy.
A Cowboy, right.
I ain't going for that. I'm going to be on the field.
Okay.
And if you got a problem, talk to Mr. Jerry.
Good. We got a good one here. What's the percentage that we'll see him this week?
It's 50-50. He's a Cowboy. He's 50-50. I can't take that away. He's a Cowboy.
I'm going to say, you know what? I ain't going to say shit because we made a prediction. It was incorrect. They put this boy back on the field. I don't know, but yeah, I think Washington they were into the game last night all the way to the third quarter. They're on the road, and they get Josh Norman back next week.
Okay.
I think they'll beat the Cowboys by four.
Hmm.
By four. 27-23.
Not gonna happen. So, you know, he still hasn't answered the question about the bet people.
Okay,
so
okay, what, man? Okay, no, damn it, what?
We'll do it off the air.
No, what?
We'll do it off the air.
No, I'm hyped now.
We'll do it off the air because
you got me my red tea.
Thank you for joining us, people, for this week's Blow the Whistle. And make sure you tune back in next week, and you might see him in his red sweater. But until, like always, peace, love. So what bet, man?